You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns Nation, as we get you back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You know there's no off-season for volunteering, so we're asking you, yes, you Browns fans, the very best fans in the NFL, to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. 10 hours is what we need. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today, and you can do that as you check out the website, of course, clevelandbrowns.com, to learn more. Great to have you along on this 25th day of June, just 1 month and 1 day removed from, that's right, the orange helmets reappearing here in Berea to get set for the 2014 Cleveland Browns season. We're getting very, very enthused and excited about that. I know you are too, for a lot of different reasons. Hanford Dixon's here. I'm Michael Regei. Our producer, the big man Jason Gibbs. We'll be hearing from Gibbs coming up in just a minute or so. And again, keep the tweets coming. It is Mailbag Wednesday, and you make sure you you hashtag mailbag, and you've got your opportunity to get in with us right away, and Gibbs will lay those tweets of yours out for us. Hanford, as we went to break, we started to discuss some of the culture and the philosophy of what Mike Pettine wants to bring here. Now, Hanford, we know for a couple years he was with Rex Ryan, first of all as a position coach in Baltimore. Then he went to the New York Jets with Ryan as their D coordinator, and they had a couple of years there, the best defenses in the NFL. Last year in Buffalo, Pettine's defense led the NFL in sacks with 57. They were one of the tops in taking the football away and forcing turnovers, and we mentioned being able to press man cover on the outside, Hanford, something that I vividly recall you and Frank Minifield doing for the bulk of your tenure together. But how much different is it to the psyche of a cornerback when he knows that, listen, we're not playing a lot of cover two. You don't have a lot of help over the top. Tell us what it does to your psyche. How does that excite you, and should it excite the corners on this team to play in this system?
Well, it should, and it does. I mean, Frank and I, very rarely did we go to the huddle. I mean, very rarely did we go to the huddle because Frank took one guy, I took the other one, and it was our job to take those guys out of the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And 98% of the time, we did it with bump and run coverage. And I will remember, going into a ball game, the preparation and studying for a game, knowing when a guy, how many steps he's going to take to run his post, where he's going to line, what formation is that going to come out of. Those things just really excited me and excited us. And if you're playing against a guy, let me give an example. Today it would be a guy like Sammy Watkins, who was tremendous speed. I mean, just a fast guy. I played against a guy named Lamb Jones, and you know Lamb Jones was a world-class sprinter.
Out of Texas.
And when you have no help, I mean, no help behind you, and you right. playing against a guy that you cannot afford to miss the jam because you know you have problems, it really makes you concentrate. You have to concentrate on him 100% because if you miss him, he's gone. And that's the excitement, Michael, that we got out of the bump and run. And that's why we worked so hard to perfect it and be good at playing bump and run defense.
Yeah, interestingly so, you and earlier in the show, you talked about the greatness of Clay Matthews and Chip Banks. Now, what this system is predicated on, though, there's got to be a lot of let's get to the quarterback
yes.
and put a lot of heat on him, and we'll meet and greet there as we put hits on him. That ties so heavily into what you do and what's being asked for you to do in that secondary. Do you get the feeling that also this Browns front seven, they now are going to have maybe a little bit different understanding and a little bit different way to approach this philosophy, because Mike Pettine likes to hit quarterbacks now. I mean, that's first and foremost in what he does.
Well, when you look at this football team, and I'll say this, their guys up front, it's a lot better than the guys we had. And that's not taking wait a minute, that's not taking anything.
You hear that, Golic?
No. That's not taking
anything. You hear that, Big Daddy?
That is not taking anything away from those guys. I mean,
hear
no,
that, Reggie
no,
Camp?
No. No, see, well, you're going to get me in trouble with those guys. They'll come back and really give me a hard time. But
yeah.
When you look at the you know, these guys up front, I mean, you got Ruben and company, and then when you look at we got Kruger on the outside. We just drafted Mingo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys like that are constantly harassing the quarterback, going to the quarterback, and it all works hand in hand with the cornerbacks and with the defensive back, because a lot of times when we when we made a big play or something back there, we would go and pat those guys on the back and say,
sure,
it's all because of you guys. You guys are the one put the pressure and made the quarterback throw it. Because I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care who he is, what his name is.
Right,
it could be
right.
Peyton Manning or whoever. If you put pressure on that quarterback, or you putting a lot of pressure on him, he'll just turn into an average quarterback.
Didn't we see that in Seattle's blitzing of Manning in the Super Bowl?
Yes, and that's one thing we understood. And Michael, and getting back to the bump and run, one more little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was funny because people used to say that if the receiver is off the line of scrimmage, he's a little bit harder to jam. And that's true. That's why that slot is so tough, because a lot of times the guy that's on the slot, he's off the line of scrimmage.
Sure.
And he'll do that little jitter. But one thing as a cornerback you have to understand, stay patient, stay true to your techniques, because he can't jig and jatter all day long. Sooner or later, mm-hmm, he's got to come off the line of scrimmage, and when he does, that's when you get those hands on him.
Sure.
Boom.
Yeah, there it is, and then you do work. Do work in a major way. Joe Haden, give us your now we know he's established himself as an All-Pro on the corner. Joe hasn't reached his ceiling as of yet, Hanford. What do you expect from him in terms of not only enriching himself, but maybe becoming as much of a leader of this defensive unit as anything else?
Now, see, Joe's a good corner, but he won't listen to me. If he listens to me, then he'll be... No, I got to give Joe a hard time. You're right, Michael. Joe, I was just so happy to see him make his first Pro Bowl, because I think it was well deserved. Joe Haden is establishing himself as one of the shutdown corners in this league, and he was rewarded by that with the big contract, and that contract is well deserved.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm excited, but I think everybody else, like in Browns Nation, are excited with the addition of Gilbert, and also let's not forget we have Buster.
That's right.
And company. But to answer your question, I just think the ceiling is just much, much higher for Joe Haden, because he's a talented, very talented cornerback. He's playing well right now, and he's playing at a high level, but I honestly believe he could play at an even higher level.
Yeah, and that's something we'll all look forward into taking a look at as Haden goes along through that process for him.
And we know Joe works hard. He worked hard at it, and that's why he's going to get there. He's going to play at an even higher level.
Yeah, he's a clinician. There's no two ways about that. All right, great to have you in touch here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanford Dixon, Michael Regeyer, producer Jason Gibbs. It is Mailbag Wednesday, and you hashtag your tweets Mailbag at Cleveland Browns Daily. You could tweet me at Michael Regeyer. We can do it that way as well. Coming up, we'll swing it to the offensive side of the football, as from the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the longtime color analyst who holds it down in the booth with Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, will join the show. That's next, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away.